Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 18. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stopping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up at a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor John Steadfeld, Christ Lutheran Church, Austin, Texas.
Where is Jesus? That's what Mary wanted to know. She went to the tomb early Sunday morning to see him, but he wasn't there. She saw two angels in the tomb who questioned her as to her tears, and she shared with them that it was because she couldn't find Jesus. Finally, another man happens upon a very distraught Mary, a man she believes to be the gardener. And so she inquires of him if he might possibly know where Jesus is. And of course, he does know, because he is Jesus, now risen from the dead. And so in his gentle, loving voice, he simply speaks her name, Mary. And she turns, and she knows. But why didn't she know before? When she looked into the empty tomb and saw the two angels seated where Jesus' body had been, why didn't she know then that he was alive? When she looked right at the risen Christ and even spoke with him, why didn't she realize then that Jesus was alive? Perhaps because her eyes and her heart were too clouded with tears. I have heard it said that tears are the physical manifestation of emotional overload. And that's what Mary was feeling that Sunday morning in the garden. Emotional overload. Her friend, her Lord, her Savior had been brutally executed before her very eyes. And now his body was nowhere to be found. She was so overcome with sorrow that she couldn't even recognize Jesus as he stood beside her the whole time. I think that many of us go through times in our lives asking and wondering, like Mary, where is Jesus? We see a young person killed in a car accident and we wonder, where is Jesus? We go through a turbulent time in our own lives. Marital struggles, health issues, financial difficulty, parenting woes, job stress. And we often wonder, Where's Jesus? Like Mary, the tears that we shed tend to cloud our vision, and we can't see Jesus because, well, you see, he's not where we expect him to be. Mary expected to see him dead in a tomb, but he was alive in the garden. Too often we expect him to be in the road, stopping the drunk driver, or at the bank, making sure that our funds don't run low, or in the medicine, curing the disease. And because he's not where we expect him to be, we start to believe that he is nowhere to be found. Where is Jesus? Is a resounding cry of those who are experiencing the physical manifestations of emotional overload, whose tears have begun to cloud their vision. And the true problem with those tears is that they so often prevent us from seeing that Jesus is right beside us and has been all the while. Remember his words before he ascended, "Lo, I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Jesus never goes away. No matter how many times we lose sight of him, he never loses sight of us. Even while dying on the cross as the payment for our sin, he never took his eyes off of us, but asked the Father to forgive us. And when the time is right, he will call you by name, as he did with Mary, and you will see him face to face, and he will wipe every tear from your eyes so that nothing will ever cloud your view of him again. Where is Jesus? He is with us always, every moment of every day, never leaving us and never forsaking us as we experience the joys and the tears of life. May the truth of Jesus' resurrection and the assurance of his forgiveness give you the certainty, both in life and in death, that Jesus is there with you also. To God be the glory. In the name of our risen Savior Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor John Stadfield for today's meditation on God's Word.